God, the Revealer of Secrets, March 23. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. In past ages the Lord God of heaven revealed his secrets to his prophets, and this he does still. The present and the future are equally clear to him, and he shows to his servants the future history of what shall be. The Omniscient looked down the ages, and predicted through his prophets the rise and fall of kingdoms, hundreds of years before the events foretold took place. The voice of God echoes down the ages, telling man what is to take place. Kings and princes take their places at their appointed time. They think they are carrying out their own purposes, but in reality they are fulfilling the word God has given through his prophets. They act their part in carrying out God's great purposes. Events fall into line, fulfilling the word God has spoken. The unbelieving and godless do not discern the signs of the times. In ignorance they may refuse to accept the inspired record. But, when professed Christians speak sneeringly of the ways and means employed by the great I Am to make his ways and purposes known, they show themselves to be both ignorant of the Scriptures and of the power of God. The Creator knows just what elements he has to deal with in human nature. He knows what means to employ to obtain the desired end. The Christian who accepts the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, will look at Bible history in its true bearing. The past, the history of the Jewish economy from beginning to the end, instead of being spoken of contemptuously and sneered at as the Dark Ages, will reveal light, and still more light, as it is studied. Man's word fails, and he who takes the assertions of man as his dependence may well tremble, for he will one day be as a shipwrecked vessel. But God's word is infallible and endures forever. Christ declares, "Verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." God's word will endure through the ceaseless ages of eternity. God lives and reigns. His glory is not confined to temples made with hands. He has not closed heaven against his people. As in the Jewish age, so in this age, God reveals his secrets to his servants the prophets. Loyalty or disloyalty,